This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM on the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. Today I'm talking with Kelsey Lumen, Ag Extension Agent with the Golden Prairie District at Grainfield, Kansas. Kelsey, how is the fall harvest going in your area?
I know we're just kind of starting the Milo, and guys are just getting into the fields like as of yesterday afternoon, so I don't even know where we're at on that.
But your sorghum or Milo, they are harvesting right now?
They're kind of trying to start, yeah.
Okay. Have they harvested all the corn in your area then, or irrigated or otherwise?
Not all of it. Some of it's still standing. I think it was mostly wet corn that got cut.
How's the rainfall been in your area?
Sporadic. Very sporadic. We've had a week where we had a couple inches, and that's really about it around cutting time.
Did you guys start with good spring and early summer rains in that area?
No. We've been pretty dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty dry.
We've gotten little sprinkles, but never at the right time, or just enough to make the ground wet and not really do anything to help anything.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any soybeans in that area, or what?
Trigo County, eastern Trigo County would have some. I do have some in Trigo County, but in Gove and Logan County, I don't have any.
Okay.
I might have a little bit on the western side of Logan County, but I don't see any reports from that.
Okay. Are they expecting it to fill out? What got planted anyway?
You know, I'm not really sure. The ones I know of in Trigo County are irrigated, so they're going to have a little bit more success with those than, you know, dry lands. But
yeah,
I don't have a lot of soybean acres at all throughout the district.
Have you guys had any bad weather events or any pest or disease issues out that direction?
The only thing we really had was wheat streak mosaic come through, which doesn't really affect corn or Milo, but it did really affect our wheat yield.
Okay.
Which I know is going back just a little bit, but corn and Milo wise, I haven't heard reports of anything. If there have been, they've been working privately with companies. Most of what I'm seeing corn wise is drought related.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Any rain in your forecast? Not in ours, I know.
Yeah. I'm not seeing any. They're talking extremely cool weather in the next week, but I haven't seen any major rain events coming anyway.
This has been the Oldie Seed Farm's Fall Harvest Tour Update, sponsored in part by Morton Buildings, Kansas Corn, and Kansas Sorghum. I've been talking with Kelsey Lumen, Ag Extension Agent at the Golden Prairie District at Grainfield, Kansas. This is Steve Knopfsinger reporting for KFRM.